harmful if you're a student receiving bite-sized revision notes by cell phone. You can get the world's first access to the world's first study text system, which sends students' exam notes and study tips on demand direct to their mobiles. It's already being used by some university students, and now a Whakatane High School is about to trial text message revision for its English classes. Good idea, or the barbarians at the gates?
Well, you know, when I read this morning, I did go, oh, God, you know. But look, further along in the article that this is based on, he's looking at, whoever wrote this article, is talking about results, actually, and I'd be interested to know, 30 and 40% of students are using it. So it's obviously not for everyone, this person says, and some will always prefer traditional methods of learning, but it's a significant portion. And when I read that, I thought, I have to be a bit open about this. I mean, I can't see the point of putting Shakespeare on text. There has been a translation of Shakespeare onto text. I can't understand why you'd even want to do that. But revision notes, it's, you know, if that's the way of it, I kind of have to go, okay, I can't just go, no, it's no good. I don't want to teach my kids this. I want them to write it and, you know, look up a book or be on the internet and write it down, you know. But I can't actually go, I have no ground to stand on to say this is a terrible thing.
Okay, but I mean, how would you do Shakespeare on text? I can see to be or not to be, because that's pretty easy.
Well, I don't
but
know.
How would you do, you know, creeps on this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of
the multitude in the seas and carnadine, how would you put that, you know? And you wouldn't even know what it was. You know, people have difficulty enough reading Shakespeare, it seems to me. So
yes,
why would you want to reduce it down to no vowels? And anyway, I think we both agree, Iron and I, we're the sort of texters that text with full punctuation, thank you.
Oh, I am
as
too,
a sign
I'm
of respect.
I know, I just can't shake it. I feel guilty if I don't have a full stop.
Oh, it's, you know.
What's your instinct about it before we go to Peter Mallow, who invented study text, in fact?
Look, I actually think it's a good idea, really. I mean, you have to embrace new technology. You know, you can't beat it. You've got to join it. Make it work. I've had interesting conversations with my sister, who's a teacher, about this. You know, they actually do proper spelling and grammar, and they do ideas for texting, and she teaches the children that these are two separate things. Texting is for texting. Other grammar and spelling is for other things. You don't mix the two. You know, here's some interesting ways to text. Here's proper spelling and grammar. And I think that's good. I think that's quite smart to do it that way.
Mm. Aren't they supposed to be able to spell by the time they get to year, whatever it is, 11 and whatever it is in this?
I mean, presumably this is just kind of notes to help them rather than, you know, like the entire Shakespeare and a text message.
Yeah. Let's find out. Peter Mallow teaches at Auckland's University of Technology, and Peter invented study text. Hello, Peter.
Hi there, Jim.
Well, you must know what you're doing. You've won a number of awards, in fact, for excellence in teaching. This sounds like a gimmick to some people, but you're dead serious about it.
Oh, definitely, Jim. I mean, I feel a bit like I'm in the Dragon's Den here with Michael's comments. But,
gave you a fair go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you've got to put it in context. And what we're trying to do is deliver messages in a medium that the students are completely comfortable with. And also, we tell them this. We say up front, hey, look, you know, you've got to use it in context. It's okay to use abbreviations here, but in a full assessment, you've got to write things out in full. And, I mean, that's one of the current, I think it's a bit of a myth out there that, you know, texting's going to be the bastardization of English. But if you look at a paper that was produced at Cambridge University in October last year, they actually reviewed exam papers for the past 25 years and found out that the writing ability of 16-year-olds has never been higher. So while, yes, their spelling was slightly worse, their use of vocabulary, the use of more complex words, and I suppose it's because of their global concept, because they have a lot better global concept now because they use the internet.
You say that their writing ability. Do you mean their kind of an inverted commas creative ability?
Yes, I think so. You have to look at the full paper, but there's a few references on the internet about that. But, you know, coming from Cambridge University, I think it's got a bit of weight behind it, so it's quite exciting, really.
But on the other hand, the so-called standards are going down. Spelling, punctuation, sentence structure. I mean, how can you communicate effectively if those standards are declining, Peter?
Yeah, well, that's always going to be a consideration. Let's remember that language is always evolving, and new words are added every year. But, yeah, I think that's a valid point. But what we're trying to do is as pointed out earlier, just use revision notes. And I mean, we've used those in the past in the form of flashcards, which people tend to abbreviate anyway. So this is a digital version of flashcards.
Very good point.
Yeah, I agree with that. I used to write all my lecture notes. I had a system of abbreviations that I actually invented for myself to write my notes. So that's what I mean. I wasn't, before I was saying, you know, I originally thought this was a terrible idea, and I've come round really to thinking, well, yes, actually, it's very useful.
Yes, and so you've invented a kind of electronic flashcard, haven't you, Peter?
Yeah, well, that's the way I envisaged it. It's interesting that since we've developed it and we've trialled it now, we've got 12 papers at AUT using it with about 700 students accessing it, and seven other institutions in the North Island trialling it at the moment at the tertiary level. It's interesting to note that everyone who uses it modifies it and uses it a different way. So, for example, one of the computing tutors puts the question in the menu. So they actually look at the question, and the text message is the answer. So they can actually check their attention and kind of, you know, bone up for exams that way.
Well, of course, it'll disadvantage those without a phone, but, I mean, is it your experience that everybody has a phone now?
Well, definitely, and in fact, in some cases, you know, at secondary school level, we've got over 100% saturation. You've got kids who are using Vodafone because it's free text on the weekend, and, of course, Telecom Monday to Friday because it's, you know, $10 for 500 texts. So they just switch phones on Friday evening and switch back again Sunday evening.
A world first. Is it going to catch on? Can you see it spreading?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it's not the world first. Sorry, texting has been used in a push system where lecturers or academics or secondary school teachers have pushed messages out to students' cell phones. But that's a little bit. I mean, students perceive that as cell phone spam sometimes. And we know, you know, we're all getting sick of email spam. This is the first time it's been used in a pull model where, for example, students download ringtones and screen tattoos. That's the model they're familiar with. I presented a paper at Ascolite last year in Australia, the Australasian Society for Computers and Learning and Tertiary Education. And from that presentation, I got two universities in Australia interested, and we're actually looking at exporting it to Australia at the moment.
It's a clever idea.
Yeah, well done.
It's got options here. It's exciting.
Well done, Peter Mellow, and thank you for coming on the panel.
Thank you very much.
Peter is from Auckland's University of Technology, and he invented study text. Panel, I think texting is a marvellous thing. Use it all the time for short messages to people I know well. A couple of lessons we can learn from texting. Context. Different styles are appropriate in different contexts. Mm-hmm. Do not use text language in emails, letters, essays, or signs. I suppose that's true. Mm-hmm. Likewise, there's no need to use formal language and correct spelling in text. I can't get my head there, can you?
No, it's just one of those things.
I've got to get my head there.
My thumb won't do it.
I can manage the odd abbreviation.
Why say, regarding brevity, in 1,000 words, when you can say them in 160, I have more time to spend with my family now instead of reading through multi-page reports? And you could do Shakespeare in no time, eh? You could, eh?
Just you could. Yeah.
You could text the audience.
Yeah.
We'll leave out the boring bits. Now, it's 5 minutes to 5 o'clock, and Michael Hurst and Irene Gardner are with us on the panel.